the end of last week's parsha, Moshe comes back to Hashem. He says, "Lama hareolso lama zeh shlachtoni. Why have you wronged this nation? Why did you send me?" This week's parsha is a reaction to that. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem. Vayira al Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov bekel shakoy ushmi Hashem lo nadati lohem. So although the flow sounds like this is just an introduction to what it's about to tell us, which is Hashem saying that I'm going to take everyone out of Egypt, I'm going to take the Jews out of Egypt from all these miracles, Rashi says no. There's something else going on here at the beginning of the parsha. Vaydaber diber ito mishpat. Hashem is telling him off. Al shehiksha ledaber velomar. Al shehiksha ledaber velomar. Lomar yosa lama zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu can come and tell Hashem, why are you doing bad things to Klal Yisrael? No one ever asked me that before. Vayirah Avram El Yitzchak El Yaakov, they never saw the salvation. They didn't ask any questions. So who's right? Moshe Rabbeinu or Hashem? Tell me, whenever we daven, aren't we on a certain level doing the same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did? We're complaining. We're telling Hashem how to run His world. You know, we're voicing an opinion. Is there this taina? Besides, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they never did that? Avram Avinu stands in front of Hashem and says, how dare you destroy Sodom? He says, Hashofei kol aretz lo yaseh mishpat. How could it be? The judge of all the world is going to do an injustice. Chalila lecha. Chalila. Couldn't be. You're going to kill tzaddik in Russia. All right, he does it with respect. But still, isn't that what Avraham Avinu did? Questioning Hashem. Isn't it understood that if Hashem created us with a limited understanding and limited vision, that part of seeing the truth of Hashem and living with Hashem is to be able to express the fact that we are short-sighted. And you say, Hashem, I really don't understand. I'm human. There are things I don't understand. Please help. I've got a kasha. If Avraham Avinu did it, now Hashem is saying no. No, Vayira al Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov bekel shakoy ushmi Hashem lo nadati lohem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that Hashem was going to take the Jews out of Egypt. He didn't believe. He's come back and said, oh, it didn't work. Hashem, why are you doing this to us? Didn't work. So first, let's understand Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't have bitachon, he didn't have emuna, he didn't understand that when Hashem says He's going to do something, He will. Lama hareolso lama zeh. How do we understand such a pasuk? That is an expression of responsibility. That is the expression of a leader That is the expression of Moshe Rabbeinu feeling the pain of the nation. Coming in front of Hashem and saying, yeah, emuna bitachin, you can tell that to me about myself. But in terms of the pain of Klal Yisrael, lama zeh shlachtani, what do you send me here for? To make Jews suffer more? You're sending me to Paro. I was given this mission to take Klal Yisrael out of Egypt, and because of me, things are only getting worse. This is Moshe Rabbeinu coming back, not simply with a claim against Hashem. It is Moshe Rabbeinu who is bringing to Hashem, expressing to Hashem, the pain of the Jewish nation. We can be sure it was nothing less holy than that. It was not an expression of frustration. It was not an expression of a lack of emunah or bitachin. It was an expression of responsibility and pain. Moshe Rabbeinu feels the pain of Klal Yisrael. And what's Hashem's answer? Ah, oh, I miss Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chaval al diavdim velo mishtachin. I miss them. They never did a thing like that. Shmi Hashem lo nadati lahem. They didn't see salvation. They had prophecies. They trusted it would happen and they didn't complain. Moshe Rabbeinu is not complaining. Moshe Rabbeinu is just expressing the pain. And that's great. Should he not? In life, what are you supposed to do? As you go through life, life is trying. Life is trying. There are situations where you have bitachin, and you know that ultimately Hashem will deliver. But you understand that before that happens, there's a lot you're going to be going through. And it's difficult. Are you to deny that? Are you really supposed to be happy and know it's the best thing for me? I never worry. And as said, maybe never even daven. Why tell Hashem what to do? He knows what's best. Why daven for anything? Well, I guess it's a mitzvah. But why daven? Kol ma di ovid, everything that Hashem does, we know is only for good. We know it's only for our benefit. So why tell Hashem what to do? Just walk around and be happy all the time. Is that what you're supposed to do? It seems like that's what Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. And once again, is that what the others did? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They never davened, they never complained. What does he want from poor Moshe Rabbeinu? He is the leader who was given a mission. He was told to do it in a certain way. And now he finds himself causing the Jewish nation more pain than they had before. And he can't even express that. Is something wrong with that? So Hashem says, "Gam ani shamati esnakas b'nei Yisrael." What, you think I didn't hear the screaming of b'nei Yisrael? You think I didn't hear that the Jews are in agony? You think I'm not so perceptive? So isn't that the same thing one has to ask about all of davening? You think Hashem doesn't know? Hashem has a far more clear picture of our suffering than we do. Probably the areas that are most important where we're suffering, we don't feel the pain as much as Hashem does. Yeah, when you got a toothache, you feel it. The areas that we should be crying out most in, just where we are spiritually, where we are in our growth as human beings. Yeah, it would be nice to be better. Hashem sees that as nakas b'nei Yisrael. Hashem sees that as poor human beings. If we don't, Hashem feels like screaming. And sometimes he even does. So what's he telling Moshe Rabbeinu? Telling him not to daven? What does he want from him? He wants Moshe Rabbeinu to take all the troubles of life and say, yeah. We only know of one Nochumish Gamzu in everyone should be like that. Everyone should say, Gamzul Latova, anything, yes, smile, it's only for my good. We understand that when there's pain, you got to take the pain. The pain is given you for a reason. It's part of what you need to grow. And to smile and say, Gamzul Latova, is missing out on it. Exactly why Nachum Ish Gamzel lived that way. Obviously it's an inspiration and it's making us conscious of something that we can often forget, which is that it really is for our benefit. But that's not really the way we're supposed to live. We are supposed to feel pain. And we are supposed to scream and we are supposed to express it and we are supposed to daven. And daven passionately. And cry to Him. And express all our frustrations. A good davening is not where you stand there and smile. A good davening is where you really let it out. A good davening is where you really feel your pain and the pain of the Jewish nation. And you come before Hashem. And you say, Lama Hari Oso Lama Zeh. That's a great davening. That's a great davening to come before Hashem and express the pain of the whole nation. So what's Hashem's taina? What's His problem? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Loma zeh shlachtoni. Loma harioso lama zeh shlachtoni. Why'd you do this to me? Why'd you make me the one that's causing them the anguish? That's a timer. Why me? Why me means I'm not only in pain. I'm not just in pain. I don't just feel the pain of the whole of Klal Yisrael. Why'd you get me into this? Lomo zeh shlachtoni. That's not an expression of pain. That's an expression of blame. That's an expression of Moshe Rabbeinu is expressing this, and obviously, we don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, but if the Pasuk presents it this way, then this is the way to take it. Moshe Rabbeinu is almost coming back to what he started out with, where he spends so much of Parsha Shmos trying to convince Hashem that he shouldn't be the one to be sent. Lama zeh shlachtoni means Hashem, told you I'm the wrong guy for it. Hashem, you sent me to go to Paro. Look, I went and it didn't work. Told you so. And what's wrong with that? It doesn't sound so nice, but what's wrong with that? See, this is where Nachum Ish Gamzu comes in. We all know that everything Hashem does for us is only for our benefit. We know that. We know that the greatest pain we could possibly be subjected to is only for our benefit. As tough as times ever are, we know that's for our good. We know that. And what's so good about it? How does it work? It works because you feel the pain. It works because you feel the pain. To come along and say, it was a mistake, I don't want it, that's not feeling the pain. That's not using the pain. That sounds like running away from the pain. What is one's objective when you go through Yisurim, when you go through pain, painful situations? Your objective is to grow from it. Without feeling it, you can't grow by it. So you have to feel it. But unless you appreciate that the pain I'm feeling is what makes me into a mensch, the pain I'm feeling is getting me closer to the person I could be. The pain I'm going through is bringing me closer to my Creator. Unless you feel that, then it can't accomplish its purpose. You have to feel the pain and say, Hashem, I can't take it. Take this away. But you don't mean it. What you really mean to say is, it hurts. What you really mean to say is, it hurts. I'm getting the pain. Hashem, I'm getting the message. I'm now feeling life in a totally different way. My priorities are getting straightened out. Because when we have nothing bothering us, we get caught up in trivia. Feeling pain. Feeling pain is a necessity for getting one's values straight. And the more pain and the more difficulty you've got, the more priorities become priorities. And the more the stupidities are no longer taken seriously. The more they can disappear. You got to feel it. And you got to appreciate it. To come to Hashem and say, this pain is unbearable. You got to put an end to it. You can't really mean that. What you really mean to say is, Hashem, this pain is unbearable. I know you're giving it to me for a reason. I hope I learn it quick, because this is really unbearable. It must be that whatever it is that it's supposed to teach me is so important that it warrants Hashem, who is all good and all caring, to make me suffer this much. It must be that I'm suffering so much more. It must mean that my situation is so much worse than the pain you're giving me. And what I really want to do is grow out of that. The pain is secondary. The pain is only letting me know that He was all good, feels that this is good for me under my circumstances. My circumstances must be terrible, or else I wouldn't need this. You got to complain. You got to cry out. But you can't mean, Hashem, all I want to do is get rid of my pain. The easy way out. I've always campaigned against segulas, against all sorts of good luck things, even the ones that work. When someone turns to them, under most circumstances, what it means is my goal is to get rid of my suffering. My goal is just to get rid of the suffering, because my suffering is a nuisance. So if this will do it, this will do it. So Hashem has subjected you to difficulty for the sake of becoming a greater person. And what do? Try a good luck charm. And it worked. I was successful. I didn't have to change. I didn't have to grow. So what does that mean? So why did Hashem make you suffer? To get you to put on the red thing? I haven't seen him so much. That's what he did it for. Even brachas, as important as they are and as much as we believe in them, and Hashem gave it to Avraham Avinu, the ability to bless. Do you think Hashem makes you suffer for the sake of getting you to ask somebody a bracha? Bless me. He's a holy man. He'll give me a bracha and it'll work. And it will. Is that what Hashem is making you suffer for? You're basically telling him, Lama zeh shlachtani, what did you do this for? What did you do this for? Expressing pain, including the words, Hashem, this is unbearable, it better stop. You got to feel it and you got to say it. But to literally feel like we shouldn't have had this, you're wasting Yisurim. And more importantly, you made Hashem make you suffer for nothing? You're turning Hashem into someone callous, into a sadist. He made you suffer for nothing. Now, why Moshe Rabbeinu expressed it in these terms, I don't know. This is not for us. But this is what Hashem is saying. You can't talk like that. You can't say such things. Lama zeh shlachtani. You just wait. One more little point. When we read the psukim, it doesn't seem like Hashem is really giving him the answer. If his question is Lama Hareyosa, what do you do it for? What's Hashem's answer? Lochenim, all of Yisrael, I'll take you out of Egypt. Good, so you could have done that a long time ago. But there is something. When Hashem says V'gam ani shamati es nakas b'nei Yisrael, he doesn't mean yeah, I also heard that. What he's saying is that there was a need for it. Va'eskor es brisi. That's what's going to get them out of Egypt. The suffering at this point is going to take them out of Egypt. You think I've made it worse? On the contrary, it's the pain, it's the crying out, it's the fact that it's unbearable. That's what's going to get them out. V'eskor es brisi. That is going to build up the schus, the relationship with Hashem, the crying out. That is going to bring them to a point where they will be capable of leaving Egypt, where they're not just going to be Egyptians. That's Hashem's answer. Hashem's answer is the goal is not redemption and then the suffering being what we got to get rid of. The suffering is what's going to bring about the redemption. You can't ask Olam Hazeh Shlachtani. I sent you to take them out of Egypt. And in order for that to happen, they've got to suffer more. Lama Hareyosa. Why do you make it worse? You know what the answer is? Because I hear their cries, Vayeskores Brisi, whatever it is that it was supposed to accomplish in heaven. Taking them out of their Memtes Sharei Tuma, the depths of Egyptian culture, and bringing them closer to Hashem. The prayers, the crying out, that did it. So if you're asking Lomareosa, my answer is, in order to get them out of Egypt. That's what Hashem's saying. You don't ask, why are you doing this? It's wrong. What you say is, it's unbearable. I can't take this. You can cry, you can scream. But dig into your feelings. Ultimately, you'll never lose sight of the fact that every bit of pain is what's making you greater and bringing the geula, whether the big one or the little one, whatever, bringing that closer and making that happen. Yes, cry and scream and feel pain. And feel every bit of it. Anything that bothers you, feel that. Spoil yourself. Cry over everything. But grow from that. Understand, that's what's going to build you. You don't feel the pain, it won't work. You feel like it's a nuisance, you missed the point. Hashem says, Chaval al the Avdim, shame they're not here anymore. That's what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all about. You know, ours is a nation that was built a long, long time ago on the basis of a promise that hasn't yet happened from the very beginning. What Avram Avinu was promised hasn't yet happened. Only in the end of days will it be. So what's been from the beginning till then? It's all making it happen. Do we cry? Do we scream? Yes. Do we say, Hashem, it's not fair? It shouldn't have really happened? What, you do this to us for? No. Do we sometimes say that and not mean it? Yeah, that's good too. But you can't mean that. What you're saying is it's unbearable. You're expressing your frustration and pain, and you got to feel it because that's what's going to make you grow. You got to feel pain. But you also have to know there's reason for it. It is the pain that makes us what we are going to be. Someday we're going to find out what all of these years did to create what the Jew really is. When Mashiach comes and we're going to be that great nation, it's not going to be that we can forget all of our history. We're going to see how our entire history turned us into the great people that we will be. And on an individual level, it's the same thing. Feel your pain. But don't ever, ever feel, Hashem, why did you do this to me for? You never feel that. Sure, we all say Gamzul Latova. But not with a smile. You can say Gamzul Latova with tears. That's acceptable. That Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov did too. You can come and complain and tell Hashem what you'd really want. And then feel the pain of it not being there. And that's part of your tefillah. And ultimately you know, everything Hashem does is only for the good. And every bit of suffering builds us, and every bit of suffering on a national level is bringing about the ultimate. The Geula Shleima, the Jewish nation, shining the way it should, the way it could, but perhaps needed to develop over so many thousands of years of history.